You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
To come and save her, better believe they get on their knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when to turn right, but you turn all the way,
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
So people today, oh, my name is Dr. Dawn Karima, and I'm so thankful that you're here and I'm here because this episode is a gift created for some very special people. Oahali Anasi Atawod would like to have a special indigenous story time in honor of two of his favorite friends. That would be Unalet Logu and Sokili Dolanega. And both of these wonderful besties are having birthdays. And so this Indigenous story time is a birthday gift to our son's friends that he loves so dearly and to all of the Bison Pals. We love you so much. We're so thankful for you, and you're so special to our lives, and we thank you for your patient acceptance and kindness and love and inclusion of us in everything. And we are so grateful to each one of you and for each one of you. Regardless of the day, we're glad you were born, and so we are celebrating these two precious friends' birthdays right now. And we're doing that with our beloved Dwayne Brayboy. Would you please introduce yourself to us?
Yes, I am Dwayne Brayboy. My Tuscarora name is Runaguache, and I am Tuscarora from the Tuscarora Nation of North Carolina.
I'm so glad you're here. We love you, and you're certainly a special person in our lives.
And as y'all are to me, thank you so much for inviting me. It's always great to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful to celebrate. Oh, it's great to have good news. We love good news around here, and birthdays sure are good news. I hope you have a story for our Indigenous story time.
I do.
Yay!
Yes. Yes. Okay. So, this is the story of the day the wolf turned red. Now, everybody's seen a wolf. You know, some people among the Native nations call them, in the English translation, you know, the wild dog. But everyone knows the wolf. But then there's the red wolf, you know, and it's a wolf, but it's colored red. So then how do you get wolves that are red? You know, they're always like gray and, you know, they look a bit like a dog. And so this is the story. Our story of how the wolf turned red. So long, long ago, the red wolf was colored gray like their distant cousins, the coyotes. Their color blended with the forest, and it made it easy for them to be able to hide in the wild. This made them good hunters because they were the same colors as the forest. They blended right in. The wolves easily hid from the rabbits and birds and deer and other delicious foods to the wolf. But when the wolf is hungry, he is a clever animal, and none of the animal people are able to outsmart him. One hot North Carolina day, a molting turkey, when they lose their feathers, when it's so hot, this turkey was eating muscadine grapes. Some people call these fox grapes, at the edge of the forest. And like the Tuscarora, the wolves think the turkey is delicious food. Because it was so hot and the turkey had lost so many feathers, The wolf crept up closer because he was hungry, and the turkey was very plump, but pitiful looking without all her feathers, for her to fly away. So Wolf jumped from behind the bush and told her, "You've got no feathers for you to fly away, and now I'm going to eat you." And Turkey was scared because she did not have enough feathers to fly away far, far away to escape, but she stood still and she thought, and using her head and her mind, after thinking for a moment, the turkey said, "It is true that I can't fly without my feathers, and surely you will eat me, but before you do, you should give me one last wish." And Wolf said, "Well, you didn't run away, so what is your wish?" Turkey replied, "Sing to me. I have heard that your voice is the most beautiful among the animal people, and I would love to hear it." "Oh," Wolf replied, and his eyes fluttered, "they have said this about me, and finally you will hear my beautiful voice." So Wolf closed his eyes and lifted his head to the sky and began to sing a beautiful song that echoed throughout the forest and could be heard very far. As Wolf sang, he did not notice that Turkey had used her sharp talons to climb up the tall pine tree that she was standing beside. Laughing as she climbed higher and higher, she did what nobody had ever done before. She tricked the wolf. In an instant, the wolf realized that he was a fool for singing so that his supper could get away. This made him so mad his gall was bursting. He was on fire, he was so mad. First his eyes turned red, then his head burst into flames, and then his body was on fire for a moment too. When the fire went out, the wolf had become red all over, except for the tip of his tail, because it had burnt and become black. So, as a reminder to everybody to not be vain, not be a show-off, and when you hear the turkey gobble, it's said that they're still laughing at the red wolf.
That's a great story. We've all heard turkeys, and now we know. Thank you for telling
now
us
you know
that
what
story.
They're doing.
Right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, you know, the beautiful Great Smoky Mountains National Park is filled with wild turkeys. And now we know why they're laughing. And you had a big part to play with the red wolves being reintroduced recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I have collaborated with the Center for Biological Diversity, particularly the Red Wolf Preservation Society, and we helped the Tuscarora Nation here in North Carolina. We helped them get funding for $25 million, I believe, so that they can build these wildlife crossings, because the red wolves, there's only about 20 left alive in the whole world.
Oh, my.
And the problem is that the wolves, they cross the highway. They have to cross the road to get to the other side, to be with their families, to look for food. And, you know, after all, these roads, they ran through the wolves' home, you know. The wolf didn't put their land and, you know, across the road, you know, or on the road. So these roads, they just cut right through the wolf's territory. And so what this funding will do is create wildlife crossings. They're very popular in other parts of the world, and we're hoping to bring more and more here. And what they are is it's like a natural bridge. It's a bridge, anyhow, of natural material, let's say. And so there's like this, some of them will be arches that go over the road, and others will be under the road. And so this will allow the animal people, not just the wolves, but all the animal people who need to cross the road to go under the road or over the road, but it will keep them from getting hurt by cars that are passing by or even killed.
Oh, wow. And what about names for these wolves?
Yes, they asked me if I would name these wolves. And so I agreed to do that. And I felt that, because they had been giving them pretty pedestrian canine names, you know, like Sparky and Fido and, you know.
Yeah, Spot.
And, yeah, Spot. So, so they had asked me if I would be interested in giving names, bestowing names to these surviving red wolves. And I thought about this, and I spoke with Creator about it. And I felt that if these special beings, these surviving last of the red wolves, if maybe if they had Tuscarora names, because they are from Tuscarora territory. Maybe if they had Tuscarora names, maybe the ancestors, their ancestors, my ancestors, you know, Creator, maybe there would be so many powerful people in the spirit world and sky world to help us here save these red wolves. So I gave them all Tuscarora names.
That's great. Oh, can you share those names with us?
Oh, absolutely I will. let me see. I know that one is Rahahiti, which means like he makes the path.
Oh, perfect.
And that's something that in Tuscarora culture, it is something that is consistent with the wolf clan. We have different clans among the Tuscarora, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the wolf clan, they tend to be the path makers. So Rahahiti would be, he makes the path. And then if there's a female red wolf who's a path maker, then that's Yehahiti. And then another way, another word is, he clears the way, making the way for others. Yeah, rahaha yehrata, and then he is the special one. Tirayasita, yeah, tirayasita, and then she protects, because when the among the wolf people, when they are facing off against their enemies, the males, one thing that will happen is that his wife, she will put her head under his chin to protect his throat, because when wolves fight, that's typically what they do. They go for the throat. And so she protects Yaneha. Yaneha. Or Raneha. He protects. If he is a protector of the people. But if she protects her babies or her husband, her family, Yaneha. And then so then there's Yitnawiyesta. That is, she observes or studies, you know, because that's something that the wolves do. They study. They study the land, they study the path, they study, you know, their surroundings to know exactly what is best for them and their people, and they make their assessments. So then there's he is eldest, because they had one who was just the oldest of the red wolves there, and so Radurata is how we would say he is the eldest. And for the eldest female, it's Yaturapa. And so then he or she protects them would be Gayatnatnitjas. And so then he moves easily through the forest. Not like he knows how to go through the forest or he knows how to, you know, go down the path, you know, but it's more like he moves easily through the forest because that's where he's alive. That's where he likes to be, you know. Rashatni riske. Yeah, rashatni riske is going to be, he moves easily through the forest because he loves it there. And then there was White Fang.
Ah, that's perfect.
Yes. Udutatwahriyage.
Oh, I love it.
Udutatwahriyage. Yeah, White Fang. And so then he guides. Yeah, Rahahehawi. He guides them. Yeah. And then she gives hope. Yes, Haratriti. Yes, Haratriti. She gives hope. And then he is stealthy. Ratnanesquapa. He's stealthy. And then he stands guard. Like he watches out for the people. He's looking out for enemies nearby. You know? Yeah, Rayafapa. Yeah, it's like he's wide awake, standing watch. And then he's the leader. Like, he's the leader of the pack, as they say in English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uhitne runitne. Sounds kind of rhymey. Uhitne runitne. He's the leader. He leads. Yeah, and then she follows the path. Yehahihne. Yehahihne. She follows the path. And then he is a hunter. Raduraj. Raduraj. He's a hunter. And so then she travels around. Like she goes and maybe likes to travel. She, you know, forages for food for her family maybe or for the babies, you know. And yeah, Yitnaweri. Yitnaweri. She travels around. And then the matriarch of the Red Wolves, the matriarch, you know. Yeah, she's the matriarch of the clan. And then the father of the clan is as the father of the clan. And so those are the names. Yeah. Those are the names that I chose for the surviving Red Wolves, and they all got named.
Wow! Well, those are the perfect names. I can tell that you put so much prayer and thought into them. I mean, those names are just wonderful, and definitely a cut above bingo.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Well, I'm hoping you have another story for us today.
Why, yes. Good. I can tell you the story of how Bear lost his tail.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, then this is how Bear lost his tail. And it goes like this. Long ago, the bear, he used to have a long, beautiful tail. And he was proud of that beautiful tail when the other animals were around, and they were jealous, especially Fox, because his tail was almost as beautiful as Bear's, but not quite. Bear's tail was sheeny, shiny, you know? It was fluffy. It was beautiful. And so the fox, you know, Fox's tail was very, very pretty, but not as pretty as Bear's. And so Fox always wanted to have the prettiest tail there. So one day, Fox watched the bear. Fox watched Bear and tried to catch a fish. And so the bear strived to catch a fish, but he couldn't catch a fish, and he was so hungry. Fox had a dark plan and said to Bear, "Listen to me. I am your friend. You should use your tail to lure the fish to you. Use your tail like this. And so Fox dipped his tail into the lake there and fished his tail around back and forth, swung it around back and forth, and it drew the fish to the fox's tail. And then what Fox did was grabbed up the fish with his tail and scooped it out of the water onto the shore so the fox could get it, and told Bear, do the same. So then Bear thought this would work because he saw Fox do it, and it worked for Fox. So he stepped backwards in the direction of the lake, and he put his tail in the water. Now, it was cold because it was wintertime, but Bear wiggled his tail around in the water, and he saw no fish. So Fox said, sometimes it takes a while. You must wait. So then Bear thought, I have to wait, but I'm just going to stay here and wiggle my tail in the water and lure some fish. So Bear waited so long that he fell asleep with his tail in the lake. And remember, it was cold. It was winter time, and well, close to winter. And so when Bear stood up, after being his tail being frozen in the lake all night, then he stood up in the morning when he woke up, and he heard a loud noise, and then his tail snapped off. His beautiful, beautiful, luxurious, bushy, sheeny tail, it snapped off under the ice because the ice had frozen up around his tail and froze his tail solid. So Bear hollered and Fox laughed hysterically. Finally, Fox caused Bear to lose his precious tail, and now Fox has the most beautiful tail of all the animal people. Bear stood there and he looked at his tail under the ice in the lake, and it made him so sad to know that he would no longer have a beautiful tail. So as a reminder to not be vain, not be a show-off, and as a reminder to know who your friends really are, every time you see Bear, he's not going to have a tail, or if you see one, it's just going to be a little nub there, a remnant of when he used to have a beautiful tail.
Wow, what a great story and a perfect lesson for us to remember, too.
Yes, yes, a good lesson. Yes, don't be a show-off. And, you know, and knowing who your friends really are is so important. And, you know, Bear was thinking that Fox was his friend, and really Fox had other plans.
Yes, and bears are very important to you. Why is that?
Because I am Bear Clan. Uchisregisaseta, we would say in my Tuscora language. Yes, Bear is my clan, and Bear is the medicine clan. So, you know, that's also my Tuscora name, Runaguache, is tied into that. You know, my name means that medicine lays with him. So I am Bear Clan, and Bear is the medicine clan, and my name that was given to me reflects that, that medicine lays with me. So, yes, bears, the bear is important to me.
Well, it's a gorgeous and sacred name, and you wear it very well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, we've had bears and wolves, and I think now it's time for a story about a rabbit.
Tell me the story about the rabbit, please.
You know, Chufei Dushtu is always up to something. He's a trickster. Like some tribes, it's the coyote, and some tribes, it's the raven. Well, for lots of us in the Southeast, it's the rabbit, who's always got some shenanigans going. Always got something going on. Well, in the beginning of days, the elders told me, all of the animals could talk and they could understand one another very well. And they were able to get along and to talk and to do things together. But there was just one problem. It was very, very dry. It hadn't rained in quite a while. And it didn't look like it was fixing to rain anytime soon. And so, it became dry. And all of the animals became very thirsty. And so they had a council, which is the very best way, because in a council, everyone sits in a circle, and in the circle, everyone is equal. No one is above anyone else, and they can all talk together and learn from one another to solve problems and answer questions. And so they had a council. "Sure is dry," said the raccoon. "I have to wash my food before I eat, and I don't have very much water to do it with." "It is dry," said the fish. "I mean, try being a fish when it's this dry." "It is dry," said the deer. "When we bow our heads to drink, it seems the water is very, very low." "I'm thirsty," said the songbirds. "I have to sing. My throat is dry." Said the wolf. "We could always go and see if there's water somewhere else." "Yes, I'll go with you," said the elk. "We could walk far in each direction and see where the water is. But I'm thirsty now. I need something to drink. And it's very hard to work under these conditions," said the beaver. "I see," said the eagle, who is always renowned as one of the most spiritual of the birds because he flies so high and so close to the Creator. "And is wise and smart with keen eyes. We definitely have a problem. We could use a little rain. Or we could dig a well," said the hawk, who is greatly revered by the Southeast tribes for his intelligence, his closeness to the Creator, his hunt, and he's perfectly aerodynamic. "A what now?" said the fox. "A well," said the hawk. "I've never heard of a well," said the butterfly. "Quite frankly, I really haven't either," said the possum. "I have," said the turtle, who has lived very long and seen many things. "I have heard of a well a long time ago. There's water under these rocks and under these soil and the roots of the trees. We could dig and dig and dig and dig until the water springs from the ground and we have plenty to drink." "Yes," said the hawk. "I saw it in a dream." Everyone was very excited about this, and they began to get loud and excited and scurrying around a little bit until the bear said, "Calm down, calm down. This well idea is a good idea. We could all take turns digging. As much as we could possibly dig." "I can't dig very much," said the cricket. "I can't dig very much either," said the moth. The ladybug didn't say anything. She just sat there and cried. "I see," said the wolf. "Well, maybe those who cannot dig can do something to help those who are digging. Bring food, sing songs, make music to make the work go by faster. Everyone who helps can have some of this beautiful water." "Yes," said the eagle, "that's exactly what we'll do. We'll dig a well, and everyone will help. They will dig, they will sing, they will bring food, they will bring tools, they will encourage, they will uplift, they will say prayers. Everyone loved this. This was a great plan. Except one person. The rabbit, the old trickster rabbit, he heard all of this from where he was hiding in the woods, and he heard one word he didn't like very much, and it was work." "Oh, no," said the rabbit. I want some of that water, but I sure don't want to work." And so he hid in the forest while everyone else dug and dug and dug night and day.
The grasshoppers and the crickets and the songbirds made music to keep everyone's spirits lifted. And you know, it went by very fast. The smaller animals dug as much as they could dig. The bigger animals hauled away the dirt. Everyone put in time and work and effort to make this well great. And they dug deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper until they hit water. Oh, one glorious day. Water! Oh, everyone threw up their hands and danced and sang and hugged one another and jumped around. Water at last. And so they had baskets, the way we did everything in the old days. Baskets lined with tar and pitch could hold water. Clay pots to hold water, and they would haul the water from the well, and everyone would have plenty to drink. Now remember, said the bear, only those of us who help to dig the well can have any of the water from it. And the way the elders taught me to tell this story, everyone agreed, except one person hiding in the woods. Do you know who that might be? Yes, the old trickster rabbit, hiding in the woods. He said to himself, that's what they think. Ah, when they go to bed at night, I'll come over there and I'll get plenty of water and I'll have a bath, I'll drink water, and I'll be fine. Well, everyone agreed that if you helped with a well, you could have water. And everyone had plenty of water to drink, and they were able to take a bath. They were able to put water into the riverbed so that the fish had plenty to swim in. Everyone was happy. And then, as the days went by, they noticed something. They noticed that the well was starting to look a little lower than it used to. Like there used to be plenty of water in the mornings when they went out, and now it looked like it was just a little bit different. What happened? Said the elk. I don't know, said the beaver. And so they decided to have a council. And everyone sat there and said, someone must be stealing water. Said the raccoon, they must be carrying it away while we are asleep, said the deer. The ladybug didn't say anything. She just cried. Well, something must be done, said the wolf. We can't have thieves stealing our water we worked so hard to get. I say we dig a little bit deeper. Yes, said the beaver, who loved to work. I say we dig a little bit deeper so we still have plenty of water. But how will we stop people from stealing our water? Said the possum. This is a problem. I have an idea. Everyone turned to see the turtle. What we must do is take some of the sap from the trees that is sticky, and we must make it into a little ball, and add another ball, and another ball after that, until it looks like a baby, and put it next to the well. When someone comes at night, they won't know it's there. And they'll get stuck in the well, and when the sun rises, we'll know who's stealing the water. Everyone clapped. This was genius. This is why we have councils, so everyone's ideas can be respected and heard. So the squirrel and the raccoon, with their little hands, began to collect the sap from the trees and roll it into something that looks a lot like what we would call a snowman. It was a little sap and resin gum baby. They put it near the well. Everyone else knew it was there, but when it got dark and the sun went down, they knew whoever came to steal the water would not know that there was a little gum baby sitting there. And so, everyone got their water. Everyone felt safe and secure because now they would solve the mystery of why and how the water was being stolen. Well, because the rabbit was lazy and not a good member of the community, he actually knew nothing about this plan. So that night, he came out of the forest to go and steal some water, that he hadn't worked or helped to dig the well. He had no right to it. But he went there anyway. And when he did, he accidentally stepped on the gum baby, made of sap and very sticky. "Hey, what are you doing here?" he said. "Are you stealing water too? Hey, let go of my foot." He tried to move his foot, but his foot was stuck. "I said let go of my foot." And so he put his other foot to push against the gum baby, and it stuck too. "What? You're holding me by the feet. You're stealing water. I'm stealing water. You let me go." And he smacked the gum baby with his other hand, which stuck. "What?" he said. "I'm going to be stuck here till sunrise, and when the sun comes up, oh no, everyone will know what I've been doing, and why, and how." And so he took his last free hand or paw and pushed against the gum baby's head, and he was stuck. All 4 feet were stuck to the sap baby, and he was there at sunrise. When everyone came to draw their water, they saw it was the trickster that had been stealing from them, and he was caught, stuck to the gum baby. "Well, you've been stealing our water, Rabbit, and you can't even hop away," said the bear. "Mm-hmm, I have an idea," said the wolf. The rabbit fainted. And to this day, when the rabbit is very scared or embarrassed, kind of like the possum, he'll faint and pretend until the problem goes away. That's an old story, and that's the way the elders taught it to me.
That is a wonderful story. I love that. Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
Oh, chupe. Chupe, chupe. Uh-huh. Yeah. Guerrero and Tuscarora.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Well, if you don't work, you don't eat, right?
Right.
And if you don't help drink the water, if you don't help pull the water from the ground, then you're not right for taking it away from the people that did.
Yes. That is the truth. We have, you know, stories, some stories like that among our people, too, about, you know, you've got to contribute and help the people and help the nation, help your family, you know. You know, we all have a role to play.
Absolutely. These stories teach us many valuable lessons. And, again, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Unole Tlogu and to Soquili Dalonega from Awohali Yanasi Tawod, your friend who loves you and has provided this beautiful Indigenous story time for you to enjoy as your birthday gift, and to all the Bison Pals, a gift to you as well and to our community. When we come back, we have a lot more celebrating to do. We'll be right back.
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast, click on Play, or click on Subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come, another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
We are strong and we'll get through this together. But these are stressful times. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, and know that you are not alone. Visit WeAreBroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are celebrating special people today. Oh, we had so much fun with our Indigenous story time birthday celebration for our son's favorite friends. Oh, how wonderful. We love the Bison Pals, and we wish happy birthdays and long lives filled with good health and happiness to all of them. We're celebrating another special person today, and I'm so excited because, as you know, I just love to celebrate, and this is someone we definitely want to celebrate. So we are celebrating and honoring our very own Dwayne Brayboy. Yes, we are honoring Dwayne Brayboy with a very special celebration. You will hear some wonderful stories and music, all dedicated to our beloved Dwayne Brayboy. You know, yes, there are other people named Dwayne Brayboy in the world, but none of them are this wonderful, kind, helpful, dedicated, devoted, honest, upright, wholesome, loving, caring, unique individual that we love as a true testament to being a Tuscarora teacher, leader, tireless Tuscarora public servant. We love Dwayne Brayboy. He sits on our board of our nonprofit and also provides so much wisdom and insight for us, always wise counsel and good things. So we're just dedicating the second part of our celebrating special people to Dwayne Brayboy. We're having a celebration of our beloved Dwayne Brayboy. And as you listen, let your heart know that this is a good man doing good work in a good community with a good mind. I'm so glad you joined us today. We'll let our celebration take us out, and we can't wait until the autumn, and we're all together again next time.
Thank you so much.
You are so
welcome.
I'm
so honored. I'm so honored. Thank you.
Aw, thank you. Oh, thank you for your life. Thank you for your upright work. You know, you are the one and only Dwayne Brayboy that Creator has entrusted with culture and language, and we are so thankful.
I am so thankful for you and you all. You've been, I wouldn't be where I am today without your support. I know this, and I've said it before, I've said it over the years, I've thanked you for your support over the years, but I know I wouldn't be where I'm at today if not for your support, and it means so much. I don't know, I'm so surprised. I'm normally not at a loss for words, but I'm kind of at a loss for words. I wasn't expecting that.
Mission accomplished. Oh, goodness. When I was talking to you this morning, I was like, don't tell him. Don't ruin the surprise. So, without further ado, we'll all enjoy this special surprise. We love you, Dwayne Brayboy.
Ganyut ha rawadiach ne wahrati ha yegwa e ufne. Chwankare akye wahra yetu. Ha ujiketa unagye raru rutaps thwahyuwa uchihre disne awetre digari utne dette. Ha rawadiach ne wahru rihwayeth ha ruchtige hrisneg ha heui ufne gehatne. Du hesne wat gaiet nach nahru yet ha urite agaga winetiarag ha yegwa e ufne. Twen ha urite gagu rihuis e agaga winetiarag yegwa e ufne. Ha urite ge hat ne wat gaiet rehwa twa utiadi ha rawadiachne ethra dihu. Wat gae rehwa gwane di win nagia. Disne wat gae rehwa gwane di wafet nagia. Ha ure e gehatne wat gae thaf a nagae nehre. Disne wat gae thaf a aga gut u. Thaga gut di gehratne ha de witte gae nat nawi ha rawadiahne. Uch at ha ukrihwage hatne twen gaye ye hwapnak. Aga gawane tiarag ha ye gwa e ufne. Ganyu ha rawadiahne thahra dihu. Uch at ha ukrihwage hatne twen gaye ye hwapnak. Aga yit na nehyas huh ge hat twen aga yit nue dayerig hat digagu rihuis e. Du dia dith harathakia disne gus hesa di jutne. Twen ha urehe ge hatne ga e rahrich. Uch at ha ukrehwa ge hatne. Ha a hagat gwaraeth gwarine diga gwthwthhac o gichre gwy haga gaweru ine gagw ratthe ge hatne ha jis af teha. Haga gaweru diwathu gwtne nega yes hwstac. Tatneu diwathu gwtne ha ushatne disne hacin nega tigaie watne hatac agaie gwen ieshac agaie nisuriske hetu ha af teha. Gaya wihen ha ha gaya du rachac setchi tat. Negaeth hwgwtne ha gwe ha ushatne. Ha thgwarine a gaeth nis hwriske hes ha gweru. Jitne a kwe disne ui. Ga kwa gwast iska a gaeth naatke. Uj at ganyu ha thgwarine rawe hratis. Ha chi chuchi hek ye genige gariu disne iska na he ui gariu. Gae gwe ni eshak na gaeth na digech geni ha raweru. Thwintnad ha yutnarihe uchnawi yukye awet neta. Ha watchnyu thritta af teha gene yaguchuri ha garit ragathne. Gwinigwe ha skarure ha thgwarine gaya yeri ha gene ha ne yawake ukwe. Setji ha ne yutnarihehe disne ha gene wa agutne gwane uratne. Thgwarine wa retti threthe is enuske sechi rawehre dishak disne gene wasthed ye yesutne. Uch at yagup nitnere sechi iska ar yagup yetnak tu hewi uratne nariatne. Thgwarine wa tragyatjak stakwi ha ukwire disne wat natnat gahrith. Eth a yetnak tu hewi uratne nethatneg eret disne tu hewi ege yachuri. Gene hane yede ratthak, setchi iska ariagu yetna nariatne ine ere arietna natwat thgwarine, uch at wat it natnis duhrehe. Staketh wat et studadiha, gene wat aihre. Hane yutuke e gwis ak gweni narakne setchi gwis ariagietnak aratnawe. Disne urihuiu is gwachuri, uch at yare hane ne satnietz, Hagichi arasque sta awita wagat nethwaki. Thgwarine wahrehre. Una hesne, iska wasat netgu, du hesne, derwitte thought nethwacky. Genet nya ihre. Miskwa rihwage. Wak henshet thou witte we haneta aweru, gawadat nu rehagar yukya. Disne ak nu rikwag arik henshet. Ooh, squarine nahrehre, disne nehragahre, watka thrat ratnya. Gagawe hakeniga disne unese hesefa heshe agwedagarut nure. Squarine watrat gahragwakt. Stakwi wahratat ragyathgu ha urihe du yaratne disne wahrathatf a nahrahrihwakf. Hagarihwanure hane nagarihwa. Us hotna give hartnya disne watkagwani ine ariagu heshe. Ganyut squarine watra rihwakf. Iska wahra squatke hanagene watest ha yudugared aguji echnawe hes arierate ha gare arewef ha de hake gene uriakft yagut na nihrehak. Wau deshat na dihui ganyut ha waerate. Isestakwi disne isestakwi ha diagoguanie. Twa etnyets. De witteguiskach ne sene narietnyets diare. What not to get any hath squarine? Talk a whatnet. Squarine wahra squatke hane rutige ruge, sechi watra rihwa, hes ha rukwawe. What a gwani are yet naku? Wahit nehat, nehra cha nahri, dihrucha ruri. What trutnet da kratnis? Hane hat dihrucha rurihak. Ijihatnet, nehrugahrawe, gatwaraye wahitne. Hesne rudatrawe wa utnet da kratnis, disne hesne rugyasawe wa utna dudyadiha. Ganyu ha uchihe wa hit thwat thwatthak, thquarine rugyasawe gatwaraya wa hitne rugyasagwake. Ut at ha uswitha yudagare wa utna disne gahisti wa hitne. Oriegwe yasuhke ha twenkwes ha gitchi, oriaguna yetra yitnak. Ganyu efa heshe hagene gapu watne. Gagawe hagene chwenk agudesh hatna dihui na ruriwakke hagat goraye squarine. Hot de yut ha uchihre wahrutne ha rithwafath. One ha'a ha'uchihre ruyetnak ha'githwathath disne hane ha'githwathagwanist. Ranayek ha'ruthwithagwanis ganyu ha'he'ui garyuge ha'netnuske disne gagu skarehak. Urihwiyuth genakse. Sechi ruthwithawe hane ja'use gagwanis diwath ha'uchihre. Thwentnad genakse. Watranetyats ha'uchihre wahranetdiatne. Ahrayane hagije unyararagiv. Ha uchihre wahra nathgenha hagije arahyane. Uchat iska wahra gweni disne dihra wihra dishak. Rutigehra wathaye hathgenakse disne watnat natgahrith ha uchihre. Ki ah nyatneru yikneru? Hakichi arasis thithwinthawe askahrayith hagije. Rasis thithwenthawe gwinigwe hakinike. Ha uchihre wahre tane gwiti aryuyutneg duhesne ere watra nihak ta unyarare duyaratne disne wahre thwethuhat wahratnyets. Uchihre wahrat gwahne ha ruthwethawe u awagiv uchat iska wahrage hageje. Thkenakse wahrehre. Diutret yudyadi hane yuyesne, ethahri waeth asrehwa. Hetu hesne uchihre wahra rehwa diutyadi hane wahrut u. Ha ruthwentha we iwat ha unyararagiv. Yuthent nagiv ha awe waka huisquag. Ganyu wahruthrenuri wahra squatke ha ruthwentha we waka radust u awagiv. Ganyu uchihre wahra natnis wahru heshe ha yuragaradi. Hesne ruthwenthawe watn wat nyakke. Uchihre wahra herathe. Disneth genakse wahru deshat nadihui. Una sehes thgenakse wahra nehat uchihre ahrutne ha ruthwenthanure. Disne unith genoxe ruye hata aweru gits with a guanis garyukya. Uchihre watranityats ruthwetha we unyararagiv disne warutige raksat. Ahrayet neri khanesane ethahruyet nag ha ruthwetha guanist. Agayet not nechas huke ha twain agoni dihneg, disne agayet neri gahne wehre ewe gayet neru, ganikye du araske ha ujihre, ruth wintha we garake di wef ahne yuhneg. Di jawusta egenige diga hawe hanikya, e agat ne ha dihta ha rutats awet neta, Ha yagwat skaru regara ke gith yagwagwast ha awetre. Wakyati ha rudats yudatnare disne ha awetre yun hratse. Hanna yawak e disne nrikwa ha wenth nagwast. Aret skaru re heith, kwiti ha gichia satnit dietne ha rudats awetre. Wagatneth waki aga kekwaru rith ha ginnige ukwe ha abjihawe disne yagwat neru.
We've made friends with some locals tonight, and I'd love for you to give your attention to some people of your own soil, people that have been here that carry that perspective forward. So I've got Dwayne Brainwood and Eudora Locklear here with us. If you could
speaking tribe. After the Tuscarora Wars, during 1711 and 1715, the Tuscarora were scattered like smoke in the wind. And some of us migrated here to this area, then eventually migrated to our present home in Robinson County. Our history in Wilmington continued during the American Civil War, when the Confederates kidnapped and otherwise conscripted North Tuscaroras to Robinson County to build Fort Fisher just south of him. Join.
the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.